Well, hello people. Now, I've already done a video as if all the males disappeared from the planet, just like that. What would happen? And then if the femons all disappear from the planet, just like that, what would happen? And of course, if all the men disappear from the planet, just like that, the planet wouldn't take long to deteriorate. And probably the femons would just die out quickly, and something else would have to take over. Or there may be that the femon would mate with an ape or something, and there would be a hybrid or a lowbred. But without any help at all, they would definitely probably perish. On the other hand, when the femons all disappeared from the planet would continue. Inventions would carry on. Innovations would carry on. There's only one thing that would be affected by the femon's disappearance. How to maintain the population. And when you think about it, that's the only thing that would be affected. But of course, it would be much quieter. And that's where the artificial womb comes into play. Which is already about, isn't it? But you couldn't replace males or man so easily. So that means that femons really are just breeders. And they've held society at ransom because of that. But they've become so damn greedy, and even the femons that don't even want a baby, or even have a baby, and sling it straight to the man to look after. They don't even want to do what they're made for. But they still expect to get the entitlement of being a breeder, even if a lot of them don't even breed. This is the mental attitude of femons today. They don't want to do anything, to make any effort at all. And they're expected to get everything in return. And that's why you hear the word delusional that goes with femons today. They put all their effort into their looks, well, covering their looks with makeup, with implants, with facial operations. The modern femon is completely superficial, aren't they? Most of their lives are all fake. They all think they're celebrities and put pictures on their Instagram or Facebook as if they're all multi-millionaires. And yet they probably just work down Tesco, filling shelves or something. So it's no wonder when a man dates a femon, she's completely empty. It's all about the show and tell. It's all superficial. Even the government are getting tired of their demands all the time. They used to be costly just for men, but now they're starting to get costly for the governments too. They're getting really costly for a lot of businesses that were forced by the government to have to hire them. The trouble is they don't produce as well as men do. They have a lot of time off for lots of things. They don't generally work for the greater good of the company because it's all about them. And femons now have got into all the sports. But let's be honest, if they really wanted to get into all these different sports, they would have done many years ago. They could have done. They just weren't interested in them. And femons do quite well in certain sports, but not as well as men. But now men are supposed to play, say, tennis with these femons and hold back, to not use their full male power. Femons wonder why men are walking away. What's the point in a male spending loads of time and effort in a relationship, building a house, getting a home, maybe even having offspring that only might be yours, when the femon can see something that's shinier and just leave, or take the house and the children with her? And the man is left with absolutely nothing. And he's the one who's put most of the effort in. This is the way it works. A femon's been married 3 times and divorced 3 times. She has 2 houses, 3 cars, and a cottage by the lake. 4 children, 3 of them from different fathers. A man is divorced 2x. And if he's just got an average job, he has nothing. Well, less than nothing. He's probably in debt. He sees the children he's paying for occasionally when the femons deem it okay. And long-term relationships don't fare any better. And the modern femon of today doesn't want to put absolutely anything into the relationship at all. She's just there, and that's enough. She just wants to put her makeup on and walk around and look like a princess. And of course she'd like to have other lovers as well. And the men are supposed to tolerate that, of course. Remember way back, femons used to say, oh, don't treat me like a sex object. But they're all empowered and free now. And they mostly have all turned themselves into exactly a sexual object. And not very good ones at that. The modern femons of today have no real values, which in turn makes them valueless. A few years ago, men were very lucky to have a femon. At least they were told that by the femons. But now a man is very lucky if he doesn't have a femon. Because there's absolutely no positives in today's world to have a femon or be in a relationship. In fact, they're a negative, not just for males, but for themselves. Bring on the artificial womb, I say, and just that one thing would make femons completely obsolete. And oh, how times have changed. Men used to get dressed up or whatever and seek out femons. But now it's femons who are having to seek out men. If you want real quiet guys, go fishing or go out into the forest. That's one place they don't really go. I remember in Canada walking in the forest and there's one bird that reminded me of a femon. And that was a blue jay when he was screeching. Here in the UK on the south coast, the seagulls remind me of femons because they're always squawking. So anyway, guys, stay away from the crazies. They'll only bring you down to their level.